Before I give Secretary Roebling the final word, I did have a question, and I don't know if it's better for Director Cushman or maybe Secretary Roebling can just do it, but I've had a few inquiries lately. People wondering, as COVID starts to spike and what we're doing, again, with online Hunter Safety Program, maybe just a reminder of what people can be doing that kids want to get certified in the Hunter Safety Program and how all that's working right now, are the details of that. Just give a Reader's Digest version of what folks can be doing to make sure that we're still getting those young people engaged in them through the Hunter Safety Program in this challenging world that we live in.
Can you hear me okay? Afternoon. Not afternoon yet, but sure feels that way. My name is Emily Keel. I'm the Marketing Outreach Director for the Department. Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, those listening online. Right now, you know, with the spike of COVID, especially here in the community of Peer and Influenza A as well, that's something that I'm going to have to go back with my team probably very quickly and start addressing. We've got Brandon Moss, who's our new Hunt Safe coordinator. And as of earlier this year, we kind of went back to where we were before the pandemic so that we could offer a variety of different classes in the ways that our customers want them. And so that's something that we're going to continue to evaluate. But going into now kind of planning mode of getting an instructor conference, because we've got a lot of work to do on recruitment of unsafe instructors and on the air base as well. And so we're planning an instructor conference in April. And then from there, we're going to need to really evaluate what we can do for in-person, online, and what our families and what their needs are. I know, Secretary Roebling, thoughts?
Yeah, through the chair. Just wanted to add to that a little bit, Kevin Roebling, your Secretary of Cambridge Parks. Really what we want to make sure is that no interruption in service is going to happen when it comes to making sure our kids get educated and that opportunity is there. So we'll find innovative ways like we did in 2020, but I don't see things changing a whole lot from, you know, from where we're at today and what we're offering. We're offering a lot of online courses. We offer a lot of Hunt Safe in the school. There are a lot of different avenues of education that we are pursuing. And I don't see those changing, you know, and we're really working closely with those school districts as well to make sure that, you know, if their kids are in the classroom, that those Hunt Safe classes are being offered as well in certain situations. So making sure that the opportunities are there for continued education in Hunt Safe, and, you know, the hunting season for 2022 will be right around the corner. So those folks that need those hunt certifications, hopefully we can make sure they are finding ways to get them.
Go ahead. Does anybody have any topics? I mean, we're not going to have an official commission meeting again until March. Is there any topics of your interest that you'd like to ask to check in with Commissioner Sharper?
Commissioner Sharper, yeah, sometime in the next three meetings, if it would be possible to kind of get a summary update of where we are on the excess lands, if you will, for both parks and wildlife. Your guys' effort last year, I think, was both very good, and the results were both outstanding and timely. So I would just be curious on, you know, next steps. So sometime between now and May, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioners. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, obviously to staff, thank you. I say that every time, but wow, what great presentations we always receive. Lots of great things happening within the department. I do want to give a shout out to our licensing staff in particular. We've had some trials and tribulations here throughout the 21 year. Obviously, Go Outdoors South Dakota just launched in December 15th. There has been an immense amount of work put into that. Heather Villa and the licensing team, Keith, Stephanie, Danny, Luann Miller, and the list goes on and on and on. But just want to say thank you to those folks. Park staff, wow. You know, the numbers we see are off the charts in a sense. And if you look back 10 years from now on some of those data that Al presented, and where we're at today, it's just, it's incredible, really. It's almost unbelievable. And we're going to hopefully keep that momentum rolling. Wildlife staff, you did a phenomenal job as well. License sales were really good. We had a lot of opportunity for hunting, hunting access. The resource, obviously, we have some resource concerns with EHD, looking at bighorn sheep as well, so we're going to monitor those things very closely. Fishery staff, it's great to see that the fisheries are doing quite well. Lake Oahe is such a high destination, world-class fishery, really, and we bring people in from across the country to chase walleye and other game fish on that reservoir, and the same could be said about Lewis and Clark and Sharp and Francis Case. The Missouri River is such an incredible fishing opportunity. So the next 3 months, January, February, March, are busy months for staff. I mean, we're going to be continuing to go outdoors South Dakota, making sure that users of that new system are confident in that system, that we have, you know, thousands and thousands of profiles to link. I know there's a ton of staff time still involved in that. I know Nick Harrington day-to-day is working through questions from constituents along with Heather, the brand team, the licensing team. You know, we're obviously going to continue to have patent access conversations. Goals will be set. That was a great question, Chairman. I surely appreciate that. Goals will be set in regards to those districts, where we're going to see, what we're going to see for results from those teams that are out there talking to producers and rolling habitat and rolling access across the landscape. Asset management, I know the parks team is extremely busy right now looking at assets and looking at improvements to all those park and rec areas. This is a very busy planning time for our engineering staff, for our park staff. Getting things done in the off season is when we have time to get things done, because obviously our constituents aren't at our parks right now. So that's something that they're very busy doing. And I know the biologists in the room and on the call here analyzing data, collecting more data. This is also a busy time for those folks as well. So the next 3 months, you know, our administrative staff will be busy with legislative session. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts, a lot of balls in the air, and just want to say thank you to everybody and their continued efforts and all of those different things. And I didn't mention all of them, that's for sure. But, yeah, January, February, March are a very busy times for the department, and hopefully, you know, we'll keep the passion and energy alive, and we'll keep things getting done. So I sure appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. And with that, back to you.
That brings us to the end of our business today. We hope that Commissioner Bartling and certainly Rachel are feeling better sooner rather than later. One thing I don't know, and somebody asked, is the reimbursement form for mileage and per diem. I don't know that if anybody else got those for this. If not, we'll try to get that squared away before you leave the building. And with that, safe travels, and we are adjourned.